Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Girl That Scared. It's your co-host, Jazz 40 Ounce Connoisseur, and...
It's K-Daddy, y'all. What the fuck is
It's Gucci Mane the G.
I was definitely listening to Gucci on the way home, but that's a conversation for another day.
Okay.
You know. Okay. You have to cleanse your palate.
Yes. If you are still here with us in this wild-ass ride we're calling...
Howdy, friends.
Holy shit, bitch.
It's crazy. We pulled up in the final couple weeks of the year now.
Yeah.
The year's almost over.
Yeah, it really is.
It's almost
over. Great. Good riddance, bitch. But you know what? I don't know, because 2021, I don't know if you're looking up. The coronavirus jumping in the U.S. If you are not a U.S. listener, y'all pray for us, because it's jumping. And
I'm keeping everybody lifted, but please, someone send help every day.
Didn't we just break 10 million?
Please. Help us. Like, they're not cutting stimmies.
I'm fucking tired. The president's refusing to fucking leave.
I've been talking about these goddamn stimmies for months, bro. Please.
He is building a higher wall around the...
This shit is ghetto. I'm tired. But you know what? Y'all literally probably came here to, like, not hear us talk about...
Yeah, we're not talking about that shit. We're in hell. So let's talk about what we came to talk about.
Absolutely.
And that's Tim Burton films.
Mm-hmm.
Now... Tim Burton is known for making these stylistic films, and also they have a certain aesthetic, but they're like fantasy, like dark fantasy.
They're so
kind
cute.
Of things. Yeah. They're usually not like terrifying movies, but they are dark as hell.
If you're a scene kid, I'm pretty fucking sure you've got like Jack Skellington somewhere in your life.
You do.
Or you've definitely passed it on your shelves of your local Hot Topic. Get in line, sis. I definitely had a lanyard. I had a glow-in-the-dark lanyard. I had some leggings. Okay, but we already know how the fuck I get down. So there's pretty much one that. I had slippers. I like my eyeliner very heavy. Just to let you know. But you told me something real sad about something today.
So,
and I'm just like, well, fuck.
While it's sad, it's not fucking surprising, because
no, absolutely
here we
not.
Go again. Tim Burton is fucking racist, and I don't give a fuck what y'all have to say. Fight me in the streets, or pull up in the mentions. Yes, at Girl That's Scary on IG or Twitter, because girl, what the fuck, Tim Burton? So he's been making movies for fucking decades, and there is not a nigga.
You know, I sat and thought about that. I did not see. I mean, there are black people in these movies, but they're like side characters. Like gay players.
But
there's black people in Batman and Batman Returns.
Are they like regular Gotham people?
Let me look.
Like, do they say words? Do they say words?
I think they got like 5 sentences. Hold on. Okay, so hold on now.
Now, The Peculiar Home, Jake, I think Samuel Jackson is in one of these films. But he's like one of the first black cast members, like with a role, probably with a name. That you hear.
Okay, so in Batman, right, we got Two-Face was played by Billy Dee Williams.
Okay.
That's
it.
Well, that proved the point.
He's a villain. A cartoonish villain at that.
Well. And Mars Attacks, there was a couple characters.
Okay, girl, those go are ahead. Celebrities.
Like, go ahead, pull
when we talk about out. Stories.
I'm fucking crying. I'm literally like, there are little tears. But it's
okay. The thing is, because you know that with the Oscars so white and everything. But even before that, they was like, hey, you know, you ain't got no.
No, but there really isn't any black people like in their films. Like, I had to dig, bitch. And the only way I remember it is because we were jogging our memories on this. Yeah. I can't really recall the few on the top of my head.
Yeah, and they're definitely not in the animated films for real. So I don't know. Now, granted, a lot of those are dead people. To be fair. But
a few of them are not.
Yeah.
But the most of the point is a lot of his movies and a lot of movies that we can recall, like Sleepy Hollow, I can't tell you not near one black face in that film, but also it was a period film. So then
we know exactly what, and I'm like, you know, I need to see that. This story didn't call for it. This story did not. I love that movie too.
There was just like some people that we were researching. There were a lot of people have said some problematic shit, like you said, with the Oscars so white.
Yeah, I want to be specific with him. This man, first, when they discussed it, he was like, oh, things either call for things or they don't. So, bitch, first of all,
what the fuck does that mean? When did he say that?
I don't know if that was in 2016.
We got to start throwing shit at people. Or 2020. Like, literally just like start launching shit at people's face when they start saying stuff out of pocket. Shut up right now.
Because they're talking about why his films lack diversity. I'm trying to pull the quote. Let me
kudos to the person that pulled up and asked. Because I don't, like, when I sit and like, I hate the white patriarchy. I'm tired.
Like, this man said, because he doubled down. He was like, I remember back when I was a child watching the Brady Bunch, and they started to get all politically correct, like, okay, let's have child and a black. And I'm like, this is in quote. I used to get more offended by that than just, you know. Now, I feel like they might have cut that something out. Maybe a black.
In a black, nigga?
I feel like, look at the quote.
I'm looking at the screen.
I feel like there's a dash. So the way it is, I feel like there's something missing. Because usually, when you're quoting, I feel like they shorten the quote. I'm hoping. But if that's what he said, if he said a black, girl. But if not, it might be like,
what
I don't want to.
What you're telling me is I have to scrub the whole episode and put the DVDs in the trash. That's what you're telling me.
No, because then you have to do that with all of our beloved horror films.
God, I'm fucking tired. People stop being trash.
He was like, I grew up watching blaxploitation movies, right? And I said, that's a great. I didn't go like, okay, there should be more white people in these movies.
Girl, shut the fuck up.
So,
people are not getting punched in the face enough. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah, and I'm like, that, how are you comparing the Brady Bunch, putting these people in here, compared to blaxploitation, which was created?
How the fuck you feel comfortable saying this shit out your mouth, Mo? Like, what's... Anyways,
I can't help you. But... fuck him for that. Black people, and I think he said they don't really. I don't think they. Somebody else said no, they don't fit the aesthetic. Or was it the Bowen brothers? Somebody else? No, the Coen brothers was like they have that same thing because they were in there with the Oscars. So white, it was like, oh, well, you know,
they don't fit the
aesthetic. Well, people, I feel like people made an assumption because it calls for it. It does. Like, nigga, these are made up fucking characters. And also, when we talk about Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, one of them characters will come from Atlanta. Black ass Atlanta.
Okay, in the remake. Now, we're not even going to talk about the original. I fucking love
it. Oh, the original had a...
But I'm really still trying to figure out, like, how did, out of all the tickets that sent out in this imaginary world that doesn't make sense, not one black person won? Like, no...
They didn't have to be black. Her? It could have been any other... Not
like nobody,
and they were all like European. It wasn't even like
nobody. And they was really European.
Like, it's nobody from nowhere else. I don't like
that. They trying to make these people seem like they was in America. I said, no, that's not America, baby. I don't know what that is. It looked like America.
Now, according to the book, I feel like those people came from those places. Wow. But I feel like I've read somewhere that character was supposed to be black anyway, and they made them change it. But
which one?
For the original, like, Charlie and Chocolate Factory. Well, not Charlie. Who? You know, the Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory situation. The kid in the story, I feel like...
Charlie. Yeah,
I think that kid was supposed to be black.
Oh, I would love to see the receipts behind that.
Yeah, don't be quoting me here. Because,
hey, you know, I'm here. Please,
but I feel like I definitely read it within the last...
Thanks for tuning in on this ride. This thing took a fucking left-hand turn, bitch.
I think I definitely read that somewhere within the last 2 months. But you know, 2020 is a long year. So
wow. Well, that is really.
I mean, while we're talking about things, I might pull it up just to double check.
Please do that is
because I feel like.
what really struck me, and I, you know what, I should have saved.
And that's really not his fault because in the depiction in the books in the original, it was a white kid. So
we can have a conversation about Roald Dahl another day. But so yes, we chose this topic of Tim Burton flicks. I know we usually cover like horror films and shorts and mostly other sci-fi things. This kind of falls into that in sci-fi fantasy.
It was supposed to be a black. The character was originally black. Charlie in the original
Girl,
film.
Girl, we can't have shit.
Nothing. We can't
God
have
damn,
shit.
We can't have shit.
So, okay.
Y'all be trying to
erase
y'all
this think,
every day.
I
God
want y'all
damn.
To say, you know, I love y'all. Thanks for tuning in. You're still here with us. Great.
Wow, this came off real
But
strong.
I am here to inform you as well as, you know, entertain. Racism is not just, you know, slavery and segregation and shit. It's erasure. So, that's why what Tim Burton, what he said is so racist, because the fact that you're just not going to put anybody, you're just erasing their existence from, like, these stories, like, what? Why can't any of them be of color? Why? Then they're all pale. It's like a bunch of fucking Johnny Depps and fucking Michael Keaton's dipped in white paint. That's what you have for main characters every time. Yeah. They're all pale people. Do you what do you write about vampires? What is going on?
They all look like vampires.
They all look like vampires. Maybe that's the thing. But like, why are all the characters this? Like, why? Yeah. What in the story calls for the character to be pale?
Their
what
brain.
Calls for it? Yes, you. You're calling for it.
They're internalized racism.
Girl, because black people don't exist to them. That's why I said erasure is violence. You know, so let's get to the lighter things.
Anyways, on a lighter fucking note, Tim Burton does have a lot of films outside of the fact that, you know, you kind of already know in your heart sometimes, but finding out on paper that this motherfucker racist. He has a lot of things that I actually enjoyed.
I'm gonna watch him again.
A lot of fucking works. This man is responsible for Batman and Batman Returns.
Which
you know, shout out to all my 90s
nipples.
Babies. No, excuse me, 80s babies, 90s kids. Shout out to y'all. You know what the fuck is up.
Wait, those are the nipples, right? The
yes, with the no. The newer ones had the nipples.
Oh,
this
shit,
is the first two have Michael Keaton. This
oh,
is when we get
yeah.
the Joker
you
with Jack Nicholson.
Crazy?
Oh, if y'all want to talk to Joker, my nigga, I'm here all day long. The Joker with Jack Nicholson, and then the second one had Catwoman with Michelle Pfeiffer, and you know that's my girl from Grease 2. We all know I go out for Grease 2.
One of the best cat
Dangerous
outfits.
Minds. Yes, but honestly, actually, like, we're really just gonna go up for the OG Catwoman, and then we're gonna call it at that. And then...
Wait, who's OG Catwoman?
Oh my God, why am I blinking right now?
I know that there was...
her face is in my mind. I'm gonna just cut all this
I know
out.
Eartha Kitt played one.
Yes, Eartha Kitt.
Okay. All right. Yes. Okay.
Yep.
I will hold that Catwoman up to the top standard because, yes.
All right. Well, anyways, yes, the movies are fire. The first movie had the soundtrack done by Prince. The first movie came out in 1989. The second came out in 1992. I believe, I honestly feel like all the Batman movies are available on HBO Max if you put that extra coin out. Not really going to dive into those storylines, but these are movies that I really fucking enjoyed. That necessarily were not like horror, but they did have some horror elements, like the characters. The one thing I do like about Tim Burton flicks or his style of shit, period, it's always like I said earlier, like it's just like it's
real,
it's ugh, like it's, gothic. It's real gothic, it's real dark, it's gloomy, it's romantic, it's just all over the place. It's real like exaggerated features. There's a lot
very
of yeah. I love the way he does his different you know, his take on stop motion. I just really like the way his characters in different films and like, you know, for animated shit, I like the way they're designed. Like, you know, a Tim Burton flick when you fucking look at it.
Yeah.
Like, you know it when you see it. He's either had his hand in it or someone was inspired by him. God, I hate these fucking racists. Fuck! Like, I'm pissed. I'm sorry.
Like,
it's like, ah!
People think that, oh, but that's because you're not outwardly and belligerently racist. You're not racist. You ain't do nothing to hurt. Girl, like I said, erasure is violence. Anyway, yeah.
But a lot of his works have, like, you could tell the different, like, swirl pattern. It's like you know it when you see it.
And it's
the colors that are chosen, like, the different, like, color palettes or the different themes throughout, like, every different scene from every movie. Like, you could literally take the snapshot and just put the different colors up, and it's just chef's kiss. That's really just, it's just, it's visually pleasing. I'm having a good time. The storylines are always attention grabbing to me. You know, they're always real dark, goth, hot topic. You know how the fuck I get down. So you know I'm here for it.
I also think he has interesting plots.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, the stories are good. Like I said, yes, racism. But that's what most horror, fantasy, anything, cinema, racism. But I do enjoy these stories. I fucking hate musicals. But Sweeney Todd, the Demon Borrowed Fleet Street, I will watch that shit right now.
Yes, absolutely. The Office episode was hilarious, but yes.
2007. You got Johnny Depp, who is also a piece of shit, apparently.
Fuck. Here we go.
He lost his Bible suit for apparently he was beating his wife. So if you didn't know, we can stop fawning over him because apparently he hits women. So let's, you know,
not. And he, you know what? He's in a lot of Tim Burton flicks. Just like there's a lot of reoccurring actors in. Oh, God.
Yeah.
No. Well.
But he fits the aesthetic,
The Demon Bubba of Fleet Street.
Pale and gloomy.
The story exists outside of him. So even though he did this wonderfully, and our girl, what's her name? Helena Botham.
Yes, Carter.
Mm-hmm.
And his R.I.P. Alan Rickman, who was Judge
Turpin. Oh, God, yes.
And that was a terrible, awesome fucking villain. Like, if you have not seen Sweeney Todd, first off, if you love musicals, you're going to enjoy it. If musicals are okay, you'll enjoy it. I hate them.
Hey, man.
I had a good time. I will watch that shit again. The story was good, and I did not know what was going to happened at the end. Because no one spoiled it for me.
Well.
And I am going to say,
spoiler alert. We're here to fucking spoil it for you.
Yes. So.
If you're interested.
If you're, yes.
I'm sorry.
If you're not, then turn it off. It's certain, you know, I'm not forcing you.
We were going to get there. We were going to get there soon.
But you got, like, all right, it's 1846 in
London. Let's fucking go.
And it's dirty. So, first of all, London is dirty. Nah, bitch. London nasty as a bitch. Oh, my God. It's rats and shit. And I love history. So, I remember, shout out to Mr. Wagner, who's my history teacher.
Still I didn't history. Know he was going to say dirty in the first sentence.
It's fucking filthy, bitch. He was like, the sewage system didn't even have that at first. They had to build it in so it smelled like really bad. I just can't imagine. There's no health code. Y'all just out in the streets. And you know already what kind of people are there, so you know it's dirty.
Yeah.
They're not bathing. There's not really water for that. The rats are everywhere. People are poor. But if you know people are poor, they're stealing and juggling and finessing.
Oh, absolutely. Gotta get your money.
It's kind of like, you know, people talk about early New York where people was jugging and finessing and stuff. New York has been a wild. New York is still a wild place. But New York was super duper wild.
Oh, yeah.
So at this point, Benjamin is coming on a boat. You see him. He looks all pale. Don't know if he's dead or not. I guess he's not dead, but he looks dead.
He's not getting a lot of sunlight.
Yeah, he's going through it. And he was with, he comes with this Anthony young man, the sailor, who's a fresh young guy. And they hop off the boat, and he's been here before. His name is Benjamin, but he's not going by that. He a new nigga now because he got, like, excommunicated or kicked out. Because Judge Turpin wanted his wife. So he said, ooh, I'm about to convict you of some bullshit and kick you the fuck out, hoe. You gone. And that's what he did.
I mean, yes, and sent him away.
And then he tried to, he raped his wife.
I'm sorry, y'all. Trigger warning.
Yeah, trigger warning. I'm so sorry. But yeah.
I apologize.
And then, because you learn what happens to the wife when he comes back and claims his old shop, and the lady who his shop is above, who makes the worst fucking meat pies in the world.
But she sings such beautiful songs.
Yes. This is who Elena Bohm Carter plays. What's her name?
Helena.
Nellie. Is it Nellie Leavitt? Miss Leavitt.
By the sea.
Yes.
There's many fun songs. She is a psychopath.
Not a psychopath, but she's wild. She's a wild boy.
No, she's not all the way together, friend.
She is not. First of all, her pies are really nasty. It's roaches and mice and shit. It's like it's mold. And she's just making the pie. I'm like, you're looking at the green spot in the flour.
Well, you know, the things that they decide to put in her new pies.
Ooh. they turn her up.
Y'all know movies with cannibalism really, they send me to a place. This is my one of my favorite, least favorite, favorite. You know how those like things that you know you shouldn't be watching. There's cannibalism in this movie. And this is a fucking musical. So we're singing about this barber who's like getting revenge and he's slicing these people's up and he's got to get rid of these bodies. So what does he do? Partner with the girl, the lady downstairs, and she helps him get rid of the bodies by putting them in her meat pies. And you think that the meat pies would continue to taste like shit and her business would fail. No, no, they're really popular. So now they're selling out and everyone's eating humans and they don't even fucking know it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's,
whoever, who the fuck put this play together? Because I know it was like it was a stage play.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
see that live.
I'm just
whenever we can go back to shows.
Y'all gotta open outside so I can just sit.
No, well, it's not safe. Not here. So you know, he moved back. He mad because you know, Miss Lovett tell him about everything that happened. The wife committed suicide apparently, and the daughter is a ward under Judge Turpin. He trying to marry her, which is gross. And she's very beautiful, so Anthony the sailor falls in love. So him and, you know, the demon barber of Fleet Street and Miss Lovett is, you know, together trying to, you know, get to Judge Turpin because she's not fucking with Judge Turpin either. And everybody's just trying to, you know, get him out of here because also Anthony was trying to pull up on Joetta and Judge Turpin. They beat his ass and threw his bag at him. And it was like, get the fuck out of here. Don't even look at her, bitch. I was like, damn.
That's the Joanna song was real nice.
Joanna.
Girl, yes.
I love that song.
Okay. Holla at us for a private conversation about musicals. Just gonna say that out loud.
But the bodies are in the chair down into the little where they burn them up. The thick black smoke is getting attention there. But first, he becomes popular when he pulls up and he sees this fake ass barber, a fraudulent barber named, what's his name? I be writing stuff down.
I love that.
I be trying to do my best. But
this
know.
Is not the first movie where Johnny Depp has played a character who's wielding some sort of wielding some sort of knife. He also did Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, Adolfo the Scammer is what I wrote down.
What?
Adolfo is up here trying to sell this serum with this little boy, Toby, or whatever. And Sweeney Todd's like, girl, that's some bullshit.
Fair.
And then he challenges him to a judge, like a contest, and Bamford is this, you know, pretty much a lackey of Judge Turpin, and you know, Tom Sweeney Todd wins, but Adolfo the Scammer knew him, was like, I used to be your assistant, why would you pull up? He trying to blackmail him. First of all, you blackmailing a man in a room full of razors, are you crazy? Are you high?
Yes.
He kills him. And then Toby, you know, he takes Toby under his wing, Toby's helping at the pie shop. And you know, he eventually gets suspicious. He's not fucking with Sweeney Todd. I feel like he finds something that belonged to Adolfo and was like, something's going on in here. But a lot of things happen. Boom, boom, bow. We end up with Sweeney Todd gets his revenge. However, Toby takes
revenge.
All. Toby takes all because we find out that Lovett lied to Sweeney Todd and said that his wife had killed herself, but she didn't. She was just, you know, wandering the streets and was a beggar. And she had walked into the shop and he killed her because Judge Turpin was coming. And she had, like, I feel like she recognized him or something like that. And he was just like, he killed her and just dumped her and realized later.
What he did.
And was like, well, you told me she killed herself. And he fried her ass up. He threw her ass in the motherfucking, fire.
He was sick.
Yeah, he straight up baked her ass. And then, of course, because Toby wanted to protect her because, you know, she pretty much took him under her wing. He didn't care no more. He just was like, cut me. He just gave him the razor. Was like, kill me.
Yeah.
And he bled out. But the Joanna was dressed like, well, they smuggled her out. So she made it out. She was the only one who made it out. And he was going to kill her. Yeah, he would have killed his damn daughter.
Such
that
a
is wild.
Story.
Yeah. If he would have killed her, I feel like I would have liked it because it would have been very tragic and dark.
Yeah. That's so fun.
Wow. The irony, because you don't know what's going on, but the audience knows. And it's like, oh no, you're going to kill them. So yeah, watch Sweeney Todd. It's fucking awesome.
It is. And like I said, another movie where Johnny Depp is shaking knives at people. And no, not Crybaby. We are talking about Edward Scissorhands.
Okay, yeah, this movie is fucking ridiculous. First of all,
it's another one of those cult classics. Edward, Johnny Depp's playing another pale guy with cool hair and fun outfit.
And scissors for hands, which, what practical fucking scientist would do that? And because he was about to give him hands and didn't, he's an artificial human. But why the fuck would you, why? But I just don't understand.
Because he looks cool.
I could see if he had, like, you know,
he looks cool.
Different tools.
Nope. But knives just for hands scissors. Are perfect. It's perfect.
And also, he's a barber again. But, amazing. You know, it's in his, he must know how to cut
he's
hair.
Giving us grunge
he was
looks.
Topiary, cutting dogs, cats, people. Okay, maybe not cats, but he was definitely giving haircuts.
Ma'am.
He was giving out haircuts. White women have to stop just picking people up out of nowhere and doing shit. This woman who sells Avon is trying to sell his house and finds him. Like, oh, you poor thing. You're just by yourself. Come on to my house. Girl, what?
Send help, bitch.
What the hell? Why? That doesn't sound like a good idea.
You know, the 80s and 90s was a really interesting time. Like, people really were just doing anything across the universe.
Anyway, they take him in, and of course, he has scissors hand. That's fucking weird. He's in love with Kim. She's afraid of him. And, you know,
Kim's played by Winona Ryder.
Yeah. And he's making his rounds. He gets the trust and stuff. And they're like, you should make a salon. And then they start turning against him. The girl, like Joyce, push up on him and he don't want her. And then she starts spreading lies. He can't get no loan. Because he ain't no job. You can't get a loan. And then, any bank would have turned you down. So, you know, he loses confidence in himself. Then Jim hating ass is like, oh, I don't want you around her. It's like, you know, trying to make it seem like he's like this aggressive person. And, of course, everybody's already afraid of him because he's different. And, you know, ends up in this boiling situation where people die at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, two things I learned about this movie. One I probably learned, but it slipped my mind. Vincent Price is the inventor. And Nick Carter is apparently in this movie from the Backstreet Boys.
Okay.
So, surprise.
What character?
Apparently, Sir Nicholas Carter is playing like a random like kid doing some shit. I can't tell you what scene it is. I'm gonna go back and like scan the scene. But from reading things off Al Gore's internet, it was just that's just what I found. I'm like, oh well, that's a lovely discovery there.
Okay, all right. Well, Edward Scissorhands is a good time, but it's, like, silly.
I like it.
It's silly. It's fun. It's some aesthetics.
It might be a nostalgic thing for me.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of suburban white stuff going on.
Yeah, definitely not. Don't want no parts of that shit. But, you know, he's got cool knife hands.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. He's got these knife hands, and people are hating on him, and he's just trying to be cool and cut stuff with his knife hands.
And he be trying to be careful. He don't be out here trying to hurt nobody.
No. But he's just got knife hands.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a lot of common sense.
He's got a really nice outfit on. His hair is popping.
He is definitely giving us punk. Like, he's out here.
I need his fucking outfit. Get into the bondage. So, yes. Oh, so speaking of Winona Ryder, she's also in Beetlejuice. So, y'all, if you are not really familiar with Tim Burton flicks, a lot of his movies, we've mentioned it briefly, but a lot of his movies have a lot of repeat actors and actresses. Like you said, you're going to see fucking Michael Keaton in a lot of movies. He's in a lot of movies, and not even outside of the Batman movies. You're going to see, what's his name? Paul Rubens, who's Pee-wee from Pee-wee's Playhouse, and he also had Pee-wee's Big Adventure, which, by the way, was directed by Tim Burton. I didn't fucking know that. Yeah, so I was like, either. Wow, that's crazy.
I mean, I looked it up and I saw it. I'm like, what the hell?
I was like, that? Like, that's literally how I respond. But, you know, okay, this makes sense to me. Everything about it makes sense to me. Everything is, like, just super dramatic and just really just over-exaggerated in terms of, like, size and the dramatization of all the different random shit. Love it.
Yeah.
And then, oh, yeah, but Winona Ryder, she is not only in Edward Scissorhands, she's also in Beetlejuice. And I think we briefly talked about Beetlejuice on another episode. I think we might have mentioned it for Halloween.
Well, no, we mentioned it for Kid Friendly Horror.
Friends
that I hope you suffer.
Hey, guys!
Yeah, follow them.
Anyway. And Michael Keaton's back in this movie. He actually is our friend Beetlejuice or Beetlegeist. And if you have not seen this movie or have heard of this kind of tale, basically there's this guy, or seen the cartoon show, which is fucking fire. There's this guy named Beetlejuice, and he's in the underworld. Before we get to those guys, we got Adam And they have Barbara. And it's played by, what's his name? Oh, Gina Davis and Alec Baldwin. Mm-hmm. Back in the backpack.
Yeah.
And they are a couple who pass away tragically. Like, yeah. It's like the bridge collapsed like or some shit accident outside of their home.
And they
home.
Got the water.
Yes. And then you have this new, and they basically died.
Yeah.
And then you have this new family with, like, Lydia and, what's his name? Delia Deeds, who's played by Catherine O'Hara. And then we have Charles Deeds, played by Jeffrey Jones, who's actually a fucking sex offender. So just wanted to start there. He's a pedophile. So I really just want to let you know, fuck that guy. That's really just what we are.
Fuck that guy.
There's a lot
here.
Of fuck that guys in this episode.
Well, they work together. They tend to
That's
work
why I really just want to all throw the whole ship away. That's really just where I'm at. But we're still pushing through. So yes. And this family, oh, so the couple dies, their ghost is now, they're now trapped in between worlds. They're learning how to navigate being ghosts. And being a ghost is clearly not just hanging out in this house. Like, if you try to leave the property, you end up in, like, a sandworm world where the fucking worms are trying to beat your ass and they try to eat you and shit. You're like, oh my God, when did I end up in a random desert outside of my house? How did that happen? Mm. The technology is crazy. I don't think it's too cheesy. I don't want to say it did or did not age well because it's the fucking 80s, man.
It so, is like 88. It
was
it's
cute
fun.
For what it was. So it is what it is. Shout out to 88. So yeah, the couple stuck in this house and this new family moves in. This young girl's trying to like, they're moving from the city into like the burbs, yeah. Country, rural area. And they're trying to adapt from this like high, fast ass life they have to this more like slow paced Americana ass life. And Lydia is like, girl, I am too goth for this shit. I'm not fitting in. Get into my bangs, bitch. Look at my all black outfit. Mm-hmm. And she's just really into goth and death and drama and poetry and yes. death and Shakespeare and death and skulls.
And yes.
And death.
And she can see ghosts and shit. Kind
yes.
Of, yeah.
And she finds out about the families in the house and then she accidentally finds their book and she discovers this whole world of the afterlife and yeah. becomes friends with the ghost, of course, and then they all learn about this nigga named Beetlejuice. And and Beetlejuice is be wild, bitch. Like, he be in the afterlife doing all kinds of shit. This nigga's a scammer. I feel like that's crazy that Michael Keaton went from playing Batman to a rich end scammer to playing Beetlejuice. Well, you know, Beetlejuice came first, then Batman. So he went from being, like a regular shyster scammer mm-hmm. to being, like, a rich-ass scammer. Like, he kept it consistent. And he's playing, he's also range that he's given us two separate characters. I found Beetlejuice to be an entertaining-ass fucking movie. I always go back and see it. The way he be trying to get niggas to shut up, like, and he started doing his little feet. You also have those iconic scenes where they're playing the Harry Belafonte. Now, Beetlejuice himself is a very problematic ass fucking character. Didn't know it was going to turn into this kind of episode, but here we are. The fact that this grown ass man ghost entity is preying on this young girl to fucking marry her in order to save the couple and shit. That's
ghetto.
Come on now. What's going on?
I don't like it.
Come on. Like,
0 out of 10.
Throw them all away.
Wouldn't recommend.
Throw them all away. So that is my, well, damn, we can't have nothing, Jesus.
We can't have anything.
Can okay? we talk about Mars Attacks and talk about, I know we talked about it before.
We talked about it on our aliens episode.
What's fucking left?
Every time we talk about something, someone
I apologize, y'all. We didn't even know that's real time. Y'all know we just be chopping it up, but we just,
We're here. We'll research, find out stuff. So, what happens is the Mars aliens pull up.
Love it.
One of them, and they just like, ooh. Ah, ah. They're like, hey, wow, what's going on here? They leave, come back with they niggas, bruh. And the president, they come to do, like, you know, translation. You know, we come in peace. First of all, I'm a language teacher. Y'all need to stop using Google Translate, bitch, because it's going to fuck your shit up. It's going to fuck your shit up. People, my students be typing this shit in thinking I don't know. Ma'am, this is not, that doesn't make sense. Anyway. So they did that, and then somebody releases a dove, which might have mean like might be a war
that
symbol
little, like,
or something.
That little box they had me crying,
and they was like, "Oh no, bitch!" and start
Please,
shooting
we
people
love you.
Up, and they start killing people, switching hands, they blowing shit up, they defacing
Them
all
aliens
our statues.
Really came through and took the
they
world
they
down.
Running, yeah, they in Vegas wilding, they in New York wilding. You know, they're just out here having the time of mm-hmm. their lives. Turning up. And I'm just like, okay, so y'all just out here killing people and enjoying life. The animation was wild, but I enjoyed it for the year because it was 1996.
Mm-hmm.
It was good for 1996. Not an age now, but it's 2020. Come on, guys.
That's, I mean, it, honestly, I feel like it's still a fun ass movie.
It's a fun movie to watch. It's silly as a bitch. It's silly as shit. I would watch it again. It's mm-hmm. fun. But what I will say is, okay, so when I was younger, I remember the song they played, that loud pitch song. I went and looked it up. Yeah,
it's called, racist. Oh God!
No! Well, a little. Okay, so why is everything racist? Okay, it's not like it is. Okay, it's called Slim Whitman. Mm-hmm. It's called Indian Love Call. So the problem with this is, bro, what?
And it's, come on now, like, what the fuck?
And you know, you probably shouldn't call him.
That's all right. So, anyways, let's talk about the real legend here, unless y'all really ruin my life, motherfucker. Tom Jones, this nigga was killing it. You know, what saves the world at the end of being attacked by fucking aliens? Tom Jones singing with animals in the wilderness. That is actually how the movie ends, and it's amazing. I will say, on an even more positive note, I like that we had a lot of familiar faces in there. We talked about really briefly outside the positive note. Mm-hmm. That there's a lot of reoccurring actresses and actors in all these movies. We see Danny DeVito, who played the Penguin in Batman Returns. Mm-hmm. And he's like a rude gambler in this movie. We have like, who the fuck? We have fucking Jack Nicholson, and he's playing the president and Art Land. He's two different characters. And I didn't even realize that outside of the research situation. Mm-hmm. So I recently watched this with my partner, and he was like, that's Jack Nicholson. I'm like, no, it's not. I've seen this movie a lot of times. And he was like, no, Nicholas, that's Jack Nicholson. I'm like, okay, so whatever. But that was a fun discovery. You got Glenn Close, who's not a repeating character, but she's in it. They had a lot of other fun stuff in there. But I really want to circle back to, they had Jim Brown playing Byron Williams, who's like a boxer. This is such a fucking DC-ass story. Who plays a boxer who's out in Vegas trying to get to the coin while back home over in the East Coast in DC. You have Pam Grier, who is a Metro bus driver, crying because I can really see Pam Grier driving these old ass fucking 90s
and cussing people
girl,
out.
Get them together. She looked like she drives the X2.
She might shoot your ass.
The X2. Getting them together.
Get the
we've got
real quick. Huh?
Yes, ma'am. We got Brandon Howard playing Neville, and then we got Cedric played by my boy Ray J. Don't know him personally, but Ray J is a legend. It's a Ray J, partial Ray J stand account. He's a shitty ass human. But if you try to tell me, wait a minute, it's not in your top 10, we are not the same. You are a Martian.
Wait a minute.
Okay. Hey, if you try to tell me that Ray J's not a legend, you need to go ahead and unsubscribe right now.
Yeah. He's
I'm so sorry.
Shit,
I'll miss you.
Wait
friend.
A minute is
one Ooh. Wish.
Okay.
This is somebody that don't even need a lot of hits. And I know you're trying to wonder.
I'm sorry, guys. I got the moon face emoji on because I didn't like One Wish.
Ooh!
It was
what? If I had one wish. This nigga Ray J was singing. Okay. I know.
I didn't like the way his voice sounded. Like, super high pitched.
He annoying. Was trying his best.
Also, I didn't like my boo.
Oh, well, okay, that's fair. You know, we could have a different conversation about Alicia Keys and how
it was just everywhere. And it just annoyed me because everybody thought it was just the best song ever, and I just didn't understand.
They played it out, girl.
Where they were coming from.
But Mars Attacks is a fun-ass fucking movie. No, I really support you. Mars Attacks is a fun-ass fucking movie. Recently revisited it, had a great time. I think that everybody should watch it despite all the crazy shit we put. There's a lot of reoccurring. There's the guy. Who's the guy that plays the lieutenant? I forget his name. He gets fucked up on the field when they think they're trying to be cool with the Martians in the beginning, and he gets zapped, and they zap his ass. He was in not Dawn of the Dead, but Day of the Dead.
I'm not sure.
Or was it no? It might be OG Dawn of the Dead. It's gonna come to me. Somebody's gonna beat my ass. Like, you should know this. I should know this, but I'm blanking right
Look,
now. Okay, we're in a pandemic.
My brain is made of mush.
We're in a pandemic.
I spent like 8 hours grading things. Okay.
I'm just trying my best.
I'm mush.
I would like to say, I don't know if I said this when we talked about Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, that I absolutely dislike this remake from 2005. Yes, I said it. You're going to hear a lot of hot takes like this. I don't even, if you say that's not a hot take.
I feel like.
Thanks for joining me, brother.
We didn't even touch on everything that happened for that.
We don't need to, because it shouldn't have happened.
We know that it's a bunch of white people, and I do want to touch this wise for y'all in this vid like this.
I love the story.
And eating cabbage soup. Like, all right. So, I understand poverty in this one bed, but Y'all could just spread these blankets out and maybe be a little more comfortable.
I don't really know
what's going on in here.
You know, that whole ordeal had me all kinds of 50 Shades confused.
Also,
in both stories.
Fuck, because Charlie got this fucking ticket and they told people were offering him money for the ticket. And the man, like, don't trade the ticket. His grandpa said, don't trade the ticket. I feel like this is the, would you have brunch with Jay-Z or would you take $10 million conversation?
Well, guess who's taking the $10 million?
It's not Charlie. He's going to brunch with Jay-Z because he went and took the fucking ticket. And you know what he got when he won? You can live in the factory and work here. Bitch!
Why would you want
to
do that?
What the fuck? You traded millions of dollars to inherit a job?
No, I guess they feel like, okay, well, he'll make more money because now he's the new owner of the chocolate factory, and now he has now slaves because the Oompa Loompas are now his.
LLC Twitter's mad at me, but bitch, don't you ever give me an LLC gift.
Well,
not unless I specifically ask for it. Don't pull up and say you now have a business.
How did we get here? Niggas would be like, oh God, it's time. I'm crying. No, but really.
But that's what I thought about. I was like, because I read the offer. I thought it was like, your whole family is rich. No, that didn't happen to the end. The first thing was like, you can just leave your family and live here and work here. What the fuck?
Yeah, in this particular movie. This is why I like the new...
Yeah, the original was way different, but I'm just like, what kind of offer is that? I would have taken the money and my
family... Taking money and run every time, nigga!
And I wouldn't even have consulted my family. He's a young boy, of course he did. But yeah, I wouldn't have consulted my family.
Guess
I would have came back with 10, 15 racks and would have been like...
We could have flipped that shit.
We getting some beds. And we not eating no more fucking cabbage soup.
How much
time?
You know what? I'm gonna be crying.
We gonna throw a ham hock in this bitch or something.
Just know that if you... Or as a side note... Jazz, mm-hmm. and everyone else that's still with us and has not ended
this episode. If cool, I mean, cussed out some of your faves.
Thank you so much. But I actually prefer Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory as opposed to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I just overall just do not like the new movie. I tried it twice. I just think it's not for me. And I can't honestly tell if it's because I'm so attached to the OG movie, if I can't move on from it. But I also feel like, nah, I do a decent job of kind of like separating myself. I just generally did not like it. I think it tried and it did what it came to do for those who were like into it.
For the
but
new audience,
I just,
sure.
It just was not for me. Yeah. Like the OG movie was actually a little bit more terrifying. Like I know they weren't trying to be scary, but the OG movie was a little fucking scary. Like that shit is, girl.
Because it was less CG, too.
There's no CG. It's just, like, before the time, it's, like, the 70s. And what the fuck, this random kid, like, wins a contest. And there's, like, this guy who's following all the kids around, all around the world. He must have endless freaking flyer miles in the 70s. I don't know how he's getting to these places so fast. And he's finding these people in different factories and wherever the fuck. My TV was in his house. And Slim was... What was his name? Vodsworth, whatever the fuck his name was in the house. And he's in the house trying to get these people to just, like, say, hey, all you got to do is give me the secret to the everlasting Gobstoppers, which I'm pretty sure is the same theme in the new Jane. Mm-hmm. You give me the secret to the Gobstoppers.
Well, no.
But they had, like, the new...
It wasn't even that. He had shut the fucking factory down because people kept trying to steal his shit.
Yeah, that's why
it's a completely different
No, I'm okay.
Situation. And the candy is not as appetizing. And then he goes to this country... place to get the Oompa Loompas and from it just really
racism.
I don't like that shit, bro, because I feel like in the original
Oompa it was bad enough
but I feel like they don't give the backstory.
They briefly talk about he like but they don't show it, obviously. It's just, you know, like I said, but he was like, yeah, you know, they came here because they were going through XYZ in their own country. Like, they was being eaten by all the, like, snozzle lobs and spaghetti people and all
okay,
kinds
well,
of
that's
other
different.
Stuff. Versus, I'm showing me going to these places and being
and
a white savior
gave,
to all these
we gave
these
them
people.
Chocolate or some shit. And they was like, I white work for chocolate. Bitch, this is slavery.
Yeah, but you know...
Yeah. Girl, I... God, yeah. The more we dissect this,
yeah,
the worse
I'm
it
so
fucking
sad.
Gets.
Because I'm going to be like, they got fun
Sleepy
songs.
Hollow.
I'm like, oh...
Sleepy Hollow, 1999. And I know this shit about to be problematic, but...
Ooh, before Sleepy Hollow, I will say on a positive note, I very much fuck with the And I know they touched on it briefly in the new movie, but I'm still fucking, I'm talking about the old movie. Fuck y'all hoes. That's not Tim Burton. I said what I said. So,
well, it's the source material, sort of. It was a book thumber.
All of the life lessons they were trying to teach the children mm-hmm. in this factory, that's terrifying. And what I did like in the newer movie was you kind of got to see what happened to the kids. Because in the OG one, what's his name? Dude. Got fucking stuck in the chocolate thing and all kinds of crazy.
In the book,
I just assumed they died.
No, he didn't die. In the book, what happened was, okay, he was really big and his mom was so proud of him eating and make him eat and, like, very gluttonous. And I'm not trying to fat shame or anything. No, he was just gluttonous. All mm-hmm. he did was eat mm-hmm. and that got him in trouble because he went to that chocolate lake and fell in. And when he got stuck, it squeezed him through the pipe and he was really underweight after it. So I'm like, damn, it squeezed. Clearly was in a book because I'm like, how do you not murder someone that way?
Yeah, I just assume, at the end of the first movie, they don't show what happens to the kids. The kids are just vanished and never heard from again. I love that. That's great to me. In this movie, at the end, you see the kids
big-ass
leaving.
Blueberry kid walking out.
And like, they're not, nothing that happened to them is resolved and you see them leaving. I like the fact that the kids vanished and never come back.
Charlie
should have vanished and never came back because he fucking drank the fizzy lifting drink and him and granddad should have been thrown out on their ass.
But they got saved somehow.
Yay.
Girl, okay. Anyways.
although it's from 1999, the movie is set in 1799. And this is based on a Washington Irving tale. So, like, you know, the Elegant Sleeping High, little headless horseman, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
I love that story. Ichabod Crane is out here. Once again, with Johnny Depp. Mm. And he's, like, a constable from New York coming to investigate this Dutch town because it's all these beheadings, like, decapitations. Because mm-hmm. that's a wild-ass death. You can't just be beheading
bro,
niggas.
Bro, chopping somebody's head off is crazy.
Yeah, you
this
can't just...
so visually pleasing.
I love this movie. Like, it's very gray, but then it's the red was bright and a lot.
And somebody it was, like, compared the blood to, like, on, the on the snow.
Yeah, I feel like someone compared to, like, the Hammer film because of the bright blood and stuff. Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Whatever, bitch.
I had a great time. I watched this DVD so much that I fucking broke the DVD when I was a young girl.
Shout out to you.
but probably won't watch this as much anymore because problematic. Anyway, so he's in here investigating, and the townspeople always know, just like in Dracula, he come up there, oh, I'm going up here. And they're like, hey, don't go to that castle, bitch. He come up there. Who's killing the people? It was like, it's the headless horseman, bro. He's like, ain't no motherfucking headless horseman. And it is a headless horseman. He finds out because, one, there's another victim. Then he goes to a witch. The witch show him the grave. They go to the grave. And he sees the headless horseman coming. The visual of, first of all, Christopher Walken is terrifying.
I fucking love Christopher Walken.
That is a terrifying motherfucker.
He also was in Batman.
His teeth was all, like, black and shit.
Yeah, it was razor sharp.
Yeah.
We love that.
It was, I don't know if they were black or yellow. He just was scary.
He can play all kinds of characters.
Yeah, he's a wonderful actor. He came out with that sword. Oh, yeah. And he hopped out on the horse and rode out. And he was, he just kills people. And it's targeted. So he know, like, somebody is in control of him. And he kills people. But he doesn't kill anybody. So, but if you try to beat his ass, he will kill you. You can't attack him. Mm. So you gotta let him do what he do. You just gotta shut the fuck up and eat your food if you want to stay alive.
Okay, fair.
But, you know, it's a lot of whodunit because someone is clearly controlling it. Because once he debunks the fact that, oh no, this is actually a headless horseman because I've seen it with my eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
And the, you know, the Van Garretts and all these people, of course, there's some incest because the town is so small. Oh, some people God. Are closer cousins. There's a baby, there's a will, and oh, their person's getting everybody killed to get the money at the end, but they sold their soul to the devil. And then you know what happened to that motherfucker at the end? Now they gotta go to hell with the headless horseman. And now you now you have to get your back blown out all eternity by a nigga.
Well, ma'am.
Well, was it worth it?
Nah, well,
because if you sold your soul to the devil, even if you would have got the inheritance, you would have had to spend eternity getting your back blown out by a nigga with salt teeth. So I don't really understand. It's not really a win
definitely
here.
Definitely do not want it.
No, sometimes revenge is really deep enough for people.
Yeah.
But you know, she gets got. I enjoyed the deaths. I enjoyed that harpooning through the window situation. Because y'all thought y'all was going to get away from him because he couldn't get in.
That shit was
and
crazy.
And he definitely was like, ha ha, I got your ass. ass. And then you think it's one person, but it's somebody else. So it kind of misdirects you a little bit. I had a good time. Because when I first watched it. Yes, red herring. When I first watched it, I definitely didn't know what was going to happen at the end. Because some movies are pretty, this is the killer. Okay, whatever. This one was like, oh, okay, what's going on? Oh, okay. Oh, it's her. Mm-hmm. And then, oh, it's not her. It's her.
I love movies that do that. I like when a movie tricks me. I be thinking I have it all together and the movie gathers me and like, you thought it was.
Like shit, bitch.
I love it. Because it really turns everything on its head for me. And it excites me. It makes me feel like I thought... It really does get me together. I thought I was one step ahead of the movie. And that's real refreshing. Because like, when you think something's going to happen, the movie's like, sit down. You don't have all the answers, Sway. And that's how the movie gets you together on this one.
Yeah. I would suggest Sleepy Hollow if you have not seen it.
Yeah.
I would suggest Sweeney Todd. I would suggest Beetlejuice. I would suggest Edward Scissorhands. Batman. Okay, so I'm suggesting these movies. But...
Well, before we shit on them again.
Yes.
I know you went. I'm sorry. I know we were going. But let's breeze over the movies that we briefly talked about in our child-friendly horror episode, because we've already kind of talked about it. We did Frankenweenie. We talked about Corpse Bride, which was a good time.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
That was not.
Talk about that.
Well, we talked about it in the other episode, but in this movie, that it was like, you know, everybody just like, oh, it's Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas. Yes, it's not directed by him like the other movies we touched on, but it's actually, he's one of the producers on the film and also did some other things, et cetera, et cetera. It's another instance of having a repeat, like, kind of actors and actresses. Mm-hmm. For example, it has Paul Rubens, and he's playing Locke, one of the three characters that are causing mischief, like, mm-hmm. the little, like, with the maskuses and stuff. They're so cute. So, yeah, like, we've talked about those before, so I'm just gonna kind of, like, breeze over them. And a lot of his other movies are, like you said, more fantasy, more drama, just more whimsical and fun, a little adventurous, a lot of just, you know, really fun fantasy stories. Mm-hmm. Dark Shadows, which came out in 2012. I think I saw bits and pieces of it. Johnny Depp's playing like a vampire, but it's a remake from another movie. I think he's like a movie or a show or some shit. I don't have access to the internet machine right now. Beyonce's internet is not at my fingertips, but you can go ahead and back that up.
Yeah, because I was about to ask, did you watch that? Because I saw it.
I saw bits and pieces of it.
I don't want to pay for it, so sorry.
I think I did see it. But the point was, I saw it and put it out of my mind, so I didn't feel the need to revisit it. If you pick up what I'm putting down.
That's meh.
Well, and then you know what? So the ones that we like are the ones we recommended. But also, honestly, we, you know, these discoveries. So do with that if you will. If you still want to, like, you know, watch these fucking films, go ahead, girl.
No one's judging you.
Who's the fuck's judging you? Who cares?
Like I said, Sleepy Hollow.
And if you've seen these already, we want to know, what are your favorite works by Tim Burton? Despite all the wild shit that we've said today, what's one of, like, do you have a favorite animated film? Do you have a favorite, like, dramatic family film? What do you like about it? We would love to hear your thoughts about these things and so much more. Please hit us up on the email machine at grltspod@gmail.com. You can also hit us up on Instagram and Twitter. And that handle is at @GirlThatScary. We have a website, and girl, it's literally www.girlthatscary.com. We have all these fucking links and more. We have all kinds of information, like where to find our stuff on Patreon, where to find out some of our cool friends that we've, you know, made friends with that I just want to hug y'all forever, but COVID will kill us, so I don't really know if that's a safe thing to do right now. You can, you know, just learn about us and all kinds of other fun shit. But let us know what you think.
Yes.
We want to know. Did you just find something new today like we did? Do you think we are rambling too fucking much? Well, do you want to be my friend?
Well, we're here. I told you, my brain is mush, guys.
No.
It's spaghetti legs, but it's okay. We're still here. Woo. Let us know. We want to fucking know. We want to say thank you to everybody that has supported us thus far. Thank you for listening through this whole fucking episode. I know it's all over the place. Friendly reminder. I don't know why I said friendly reminder. I'm acting like I'm still on the clock. At the end of the year, we will no longer be streaming on SoundCloud. Yeah. Lo siento. Yeah. But if you're currently listening to us on SoundCloud, we also are available on several other platforms for the free ski. So you really don't have to, like, do anything unless, you know, it's just a thing for you to do SoundCloud. But hopefully we hope that you join us on, you know, any other platform like Stitcher or Apple Podcasts or Spotify, Anchor or Spotify, yeah, or any of those things, or Patreon, which is not necessarily free, but even there, Google Play, Beaker, you know, one of those things. Yeah. They all kind of sound the same. Words do a thing for me in my brain sometimes. Okay. But yeah, we hope you pull up and join us there.
Yeah, pull up on us.
Pull up on us on fucking general.
Yeah. We want to know what you think. All right, guys, stay safe out there. Wear your fucking mask. All right.
Bye. Put your mask on over your nose, friend.
Yes.
Thanks.